In today's Modern Ag Report, the project looking at drought tolerance in sorghum is aiming to identify the genes and traits that make a plant tolerant. The Kearney Agriculture Research and Extension Center is part of the sorghum project, and Director Jeff Dahlberg says the trials are looking deeper into the plant to find out what triggers drought tolerance.
A lot of these plants were related, you know, and there's a lot of the same genes kind of, I think, buried in a lot of these plants that, for whatever reason, were never expressed, were never turned on. For example, these drought genes, you know, where sorghum was domesticated in Africa, there was just a huge amount of variation in the climates that the sorghum was grown in. And sorghum was put under a lot of pressure for drought tolerance, for heat tolerance, for all these kind of things that, you know, other plants might not really be dealing with. And so these genes got expressed. So the idea is that, you know, there could be some commonality among all plants for these particular genes. They just were never really turned on or expressed in these other plant systems. And it's just trying to figure out, you know, how do we turn them on? How do we use them?
Dahlberg says that could transfer to many other crops.
Long term, this is going to be, I think, really important as we look at, you know, how we're going to feed the world in the future, especially in cereal crops. But we're hoping to be able to translate this into some other crops as well.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.